Right, I've got a question here for you, Dave, which is on rainbows. We've had some wonderful rainbows because we've had some wonderfully heavy rain. Rosemary Gant says, what determines the actual shape of a rainbow? She said she watched one the other night and it was almost flat along the horizon.
Okay, the rainbow is actually always the same shape. It's always a circle. The way a rainbow is formed is that when light goes into a raindrop, it kind of reflects around the back, and as it goes in and goes out, it refracts. I mean, it bends because light goes slower in water than it does in air. Different colours refract slightly different amounts, so the light that comes out of the raindrop in different directions, it's slightly different colours. So if you look at the raindrop from a certain different directions, it looks different colours. If you have a whole sky full of raindrops and different angles are different colours, so if you look in different places are different colours, this angle is fixed. It's about 40, 42 degrees across the whole rainbow. The reason why it's flat, and sometimes it's flat and sometimes other, is it's always exactly opposite the sun. So if the sun is high in the sky, then the rainbow's going to be very low. If the sun is very low in the sky, then the rainbow's going to be higher up.
That makes sense. And when you see a second rainbow, that's presumably where it's gone into the raindrop, bounced off the front of the raindrop, gone to the back again and come out the front. So it's done sort of two journeys, and that's why you get a second rainbow around the first. Is that right?
It's doing more exciting things inside the rainbow. Yeah, in fact.